So all of this going on in Washington threatens to rather directly make your lives a mess. John Nixon and H.D. Palmer, do you have your fingers crossed right about now?
Both fingers are crossed, actually. One's crossed for ending the shutdown, and one's crossed for increasing the debt ceiling.
And John Nixon, how about you?
Absolutely. We're hoping for the best, but we certainly have our fingers crossed. I think they'll get a deal done.
John Nixon is Michigan State Budget Director. H.D. Palmer, who you heard there a moment ago, is Deputy Director for External Affairs in California's Department of Finance. H.D. Palmer, how does a debt deal or no debt deal or this brinksmanship complicate your life running the budget in California or helping to?
We have a very progressive tax system in California, and we have a very narrow band of taxpayers who contribute a significant amount of revenue to the state. To give you some numbers behind that, for the most recent year that we have available, just 1% of all of the personal income tax returns that were filed in California were responsible for more than 41% of all of the personal income tax that was paid in the state. And unlike most workers whose income is derived from wages and salaries, a significant amount of income in that narrow band of taxpayers comes from investment income and things like capital gains. So if we don't raise the debt ceiling, and if, as is widely expected, we have a very negative reaction in the financial markets, that has significant implications for California's revenue picture.
John Nixon, how about you? How does this directly affect and complicate your life?
Well, it complicates it in many ways. I mean, first and foremost, there's a lot of federal money that comes in the state of Michigan. We have about $20 billion a year or $55 million a day that comes into the state of Michigan from the federal government. And those are going to fund programs to people who really need them, food stamps, the Women, Infant, and Children's Program, you know, our unemployment insurance, those types of programs where people are really counting on that money to come in. And so really it's going to have a huge impact. And many of those programs are subject to the shutdown. But if we hit the debt ceiling tomorrow, every federal dollar comes on the block, and as the federal government has to prioritize spending.
And both of you are very experienced with the kind of 10% budget cut sort of fiscal crisis that's gone on over the last 4 years in states like Michigan and California. This is different. You have to actually put question marks after giant budget items, both on the revenue side, money coming in, and the money that you would be expect to get from the federal government. H.D. Palmer, what's that like?
Well, John's absolutely right. We've got a lot of programs that are okay to go for the month of October, things like food stamps. But as we sit here today, we can't make a guarantee that there's going to be sufficient federal dollars that we can draw down upon that were in the bank before October the 1st to cover those programs through the month of November. To give you an idea about how many people, supplemental nutrition assistance programs, or SNAP, what used to be called food stamps, there are about 1.9 million households in California that are eligible for those benefits. They're fine through the end of the month. But if this thing drags on through November, we can't make that same guarantee that those benefits are going to be available through the end of November.
All right. I'm going to give both of you a chance to just, in your most succinct way and in language that we can actually broadcast, please just send a message. What would it be from John Nixon to Capitol Hill to the White House on what needs to be done over the next 24 hours? And then I'll get the same from you, H.D. Palmer. John?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, it's time to set aside their differences and really do what's right by the American people and get the government open and get the debt ceiling raised.
H.D. Palmer?
The shutdown has gone well past the time that it should have been resolved, and we're on the brink of doing something that we've never done before if we don't increase the debt ceiling. End the shutdown, increase the debt ceiling, and let's get back on a positive path.
All right. H.D. Palmer is Deputy Director for External Affairs in California's Department of Finance. He spoke with us from Sacramento. H.D., thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
And John Nixon is Michigan's state budget director in a hotel room in Salt Lake City with his fingers crossed. John Nixon, thanks.
Thank you, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.